Life.
Oh, the weather outside is frightful, but the fire is so delightful. And since we've no place to go, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow. Man, it doesn't show signs of stopping, and I brought me some corn for popping. The lights are turned way down low, let it snow, let it snow.
How about it? Let it snow, let it snow, let it snow, or no. In the Midwest, as you are battling the white stuff, or you're hoping that it tapers off, we've got extreme temperatures where it feels like it's 45 below zero in parts of Minnesota. We have people that are stuck in various airports, and we have the East Coast, parts of the East Coast anyway, getting ready to get slammed by a whole bunch of winter weather. We have ice. We have, depending on where you live, we've got rain in the southeast that's tapering off. The ice, especially in the Midwest, now giving way to some of that snow. And in the Northeast, they're getting ready for some snow, which is so crazy after having temperatures in the 70s over the weekend. I guess you never know, eh? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, wishing you a very merry, merry Christmas and a happy new year and all that that entails. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, we're going to introduce you to Pam Williams, who was one of the co-founders of Stand Up to Cancer, a unique thing that they have done with Stand Up to Cancer. I like the fact that they are putting these teams together so they're sharing information. The doctors aren't segregated as to their specialties in cancer, and hopefully they're working toward a common cause. So she's telling us about what's happened there and some of the exciting breakthroughs and just how it's really spiraled, because it seems every time you turn around now, boy, someone else is in the middle of the battle for their life, and it's tough during the holidays, no doubt about that. And we'll fill you in on a couple of the things that are making huge water cooler buzz. Even though it is Christmas time, there are some unbelievable things happening, and I don't want to spoil it. We'll get to those in just a few. But first, right off the bat, let's go to our pal in Missouri, Izzy. Izzy, how are you?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing okay.
Yay.
-5 degrees.
Ooh, -5 degrees. That's cold.
That's with the wind chill.
Oh.
Yep, but it's a little cool out there.
Woo.
But here's your joke of the day. How do you keep a liberal busy?
I got to write this down. How?
Put him in a round room and tell him to stay in the corner.
Clever. I like it.
Okay. What do you get back when you ask a liberal for a penny for his thoughts?
What do you get back?
Change. Yeah, I'm on a roll.
Those are good.
Here's the last one. How many liberals does it take to change a light bulb?
Too many to count?
No, none. They prefer to stay in the dark.
You are on a roll. That's good. I like it.
Well, it has been. Last week was like, I was out more times in 1 week than I have been in a month, as a rule. I could not believe it. I kept forgetting stuff, and I'm like, okay, I was supposed to go out today. I canceled my ride. I said, no, not doing this. It's crazy out there. I can't do this. And if I had run into one more atheist, I probably would be in jail right now.
Really? That many?
Well, we have a few, and we've had one nativity scene vandalized.
Ugh.
And I don't know what gives with atheists, but you know what? I ignore a lot of stuff, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
I just walk right on by it, and you know, it's like, ugh, and you just keep on walking.
Yep.
I don't go running to court and file a lawsuit. I don't stand there and argue with the fools. You just ignore it and go on by. What? And atheists, half the stuff they make up is rubbish. Just colossal rubbish. If you don't want to believe in God, hey, take the risk. Go ahead. Go for it. We'll find out which way you went when you die. But other than that, I really don't care. But you know what? You start treading on my toes, I'm going to get real angry. And you start telling me that I cannot wear a cross or my St. Francis of Assisi medal, I'm going to be real bitchy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's stupid.
I don't get it. I don't get it. It's what you said. You just go by and ignore things. I didn't grow up this way, and I've lived a lot of places across the country, and just until recently have I noticed that it's just at a boiling point. It's terrible.
Well, I think people are going to get fed up, and atheists don't realize that they're very few in numbers really overall.
Mm-hmm.
And people are just getting fed up because you cannot have a civilized society or a moral society if you don't have a belief system, and generally that belief system involves some type of religion.
Mm-hmm.
And the gentleman that was on earlier, go ahead and spout off to a Muslim like they do to Christians. I dare you. Absolutely dare you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because all hell would break loose and then the atheists would be sued, which is not a bad idea, but still, it seems like it's just a Christian. Why are people so afraid of Christians? There's the question. Well, there's some pretty strong Christians with strong faith, and they don't knuckle under.
Yeah.
But here's just a little tidbit. I was at the gun counter in Walmart. I was looking to buy some ammo. And I did switch subjects real quick. But I thought I need to pick up a box of 357 rounds. There was hardly any ammo.
No, I believe it.
Oh, my God. I looked at that, and I said, Gary, where's all the ammo? And he says, we don't have any.
Mm.
I said, that's not enough to supply me for, what, 4 months? I mean, there was so few boxes. I was just stunned. Because normally Walmart, Farm and Home, they always have a lot of ammo, at least for smaller calibers, meaning your handguns.
Right,
nope,
right.
Nope, nope. I said, how about a box of 12-gauge then? He says, don't have that either.
Wow.
And I'm like, But what about all the hunters that use shotguns? And he says, nope, we don't have that either. I was like, okay, keep an eye on this, and when you see it, buy it.
Yeah, Christmas time, too. That's a lot of gift giving. And that's the same thing by me. You wouldn't find that either in any of the Walmarts, in a lot of the Walmarts anyway in Dallas. They run out fast.
But anyway, to everybody out there, Merry Christmas.
Merry
and have
Christmas.
A wonderful holiday.
You too, Izzy. Thanks.
And I'll be in withdrawal tomorrow night.
Thanks so much for sharing with us, and keep warm, Izzy, whatever you do. I like your liberal jokes. They were pretty funny. You could twist those around in a couple of different directions, especially the round room. Put someone in a round room. I can think of a couple ways to use that one. Plug in a couple of different other groups for that one. Coming up on the flip side here on America Tonight, some odds and ends. What's really happening across America? The water cooler buzz, including your president signing up for Obamacare? What? Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Do you know how much the dollar has lost in its value against other currencies in the last 90 days? Ever think about how inflation will change your life, your savings, your retirement plans? Remember inflation in Zimbabwe, Argentina, the Weimar Republic? Put another way, who cares if your investments go up 10%, but you lose 40% of your purchasing power? Gold is the only monetary asset as no one else's liability. Gold still buys the same amount of stuff it always did. Gold does not require trust in a third party. You can possess it in your hand. You can take it with you. Gold is real money. Gold is honest money. My name is Daniel Larson from Midas Resources. To find out how you can protect your savings and roll over your IRA funds into precious metals accounts, please call me at 800-686-2237, extension 134. That's 800-686-2237, extension 134. 800-686-2237, extension 134.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Brings you everything that you were hoping for and so much more. Remember, it's not about things, it's about people. Share your time with your friends and with your family and all the people that you're close to. The president signing up for health insurance. It was really a symbolic kind of deal. He signed up through the D.C. marketplace over the weekend. He signed up in private without reporters, so they say it's unclear whether he had any problems, any glitches, perhaps, that millions of others of Americans have experienced since they have gone through the task. Through a staff member, he reportedly elected a lower-cost bronze plan offered through the District of Columbia. Technically, the commander-in-chief already has insurance, of course, through the military. On vacation in Hawaii, that's where he must have done it from, Obama said he was pleased to participate in a plan as a show of support for the marketplaces, which he said are providing quality, affordable health care options to more than a million people. More than a million people. It's interesting, a staff member from Politico said that a staff member went to an exchange office in person to sign up Obama. And so you can imagine that this could be a little complicated, the president's personal information not as easily available as others would be, because ours is readily available in those databases, the ones that healthcare.gov would use to verify your identity. So how about that? the president would pay a premium for personal coverage of less than $400 a month. That would exclude his family. So, for what that's worth, that was the symbolic gesture of, okay, this is what I'm doing. I'm showing you that it's just that easy to sign up. And unfortunately, you know, that's not happening for a lot of people. I think in some cases, some of the exchanges aren't quite as bumpy as some of the others are. But it's more this, more than anything, now at this point, I would say it's sticker shock for a lot of people because it is what it is. Whatever the amount of money is that's coming in that you have in your household, even if you're being pretty good about everything, you're not being extravagant, you're not blowing money on all kinds of ridiculous things. You're just trying to live, trying to get through the daily grind, and an extra $200 a month, that can really hit you. Then you think over the course of a year, what 200 is times 12, pretty easy to do the math there. And I think, to me anyway, this seems to be one of the biggest problems. The biggest problem is the kick in the wallet that a lot of people are feeling because of having to switch, because of having to make the switch that they weren't expecting. It's one thing, you know, how your health care would go up just a little bit. Oh, geez, health care is, you know, we switched to a different company and now it's $5 more a month or $10 more a month or whatever it is. But it was always just these small incremental things if you stayed with a company. So it seems anyway. Of course, every scenario is different. Every company is different. But I think those days are long gone because healthcare is changing. And this is just the beginning of what we're seeing with healthcare. Probably headed eventually, not shockingly, if I put this audio in a vault, in a time capsule, and you pulled it out just 10 years later, I think we'd find that probably we've got across the board coverage, more like socialized medicine, depending on the politics of the country. I would say that this is the direction that we're headed in because of the problems that will happen, I believe, along the way as we get deeper and deeper into this. And then it'll just get to the point where, okay, that's where it's going to go. So it's just going to be one for all, as we see in other countries and that they've had in England and Canada, variations of that. So we'll have the program that Michael Moore talked about in his movie when he ranked healthcare and showed what studies were saying about the healthcare in America and all that sort of stuff. A couple of other quick things to squeeze into this segment, things that are interesting and significant, I think, as we head through the week, and includes this, the U.S. and the U.N. sending troops to South Sudan. It's gotten pretty hairy-carry there, just exploded the South Sudan. And sad, if you remember on this show, it was probably 3 years ago when we talked to someone actually from the U.N., and talk to people weeks later outside of the UN about what had happened in the Sudan and the independence and people voting and, you know, what that was like and how excited people were at having that chance and unbelievably brutal things that had happened to so many people in the Sudan, whether they were tortured, captured, forced into some sort of slavery. I couldn't have talked to a more positive group of people about the fact that they were able to split off. So now, because of what's gone on, the UN Security General Ban Ki-moon asked the Security Council for 5,500 soldiers to add to a peacekeeping mission of 7,000 already there. The U.S. is sending in troops to the Horn of Africa, Marines, about 150 to help with the evacuations of Americans, especially there's a ton in South Sudan, and they're worried about the people there. They had that emergency meeting in New York, and 15 members, for what it's worth, of the UN Security Council showed positive reaction to the request for the troops and whatnot, so that looks like that's what's happening, because there is urgency, definitely, where the fighting started on December 15th. 500 people are dead, about 100,000 have been displaced. 45,000 are looking for protection in and around the UN camps in the country. Those camps are starting to get crowded, and it is definitely an urgent situation. And they're absolutely, from the point of view of America, they're trying to get a lot of those missionary-type people that were there out, other people that were trying to reach out in the villages, try to get them out of the country because of how dangerous it's become. And it really has exploded, especially around the oil reserves. That's where a lot of this started initially. And it has been like that before in the past. There are American oil workers that are there for different companies, and they're pulling them out as fast as they can pull them out. It's just that bad. It is ready to just ignite, because it doesn't look, even though they're talking about the potential, the fighting that broke out in the South Sudan actually happened when a gunman attacked a presidential palace, and it's been largely along ethnic lines, largely, but not only along those lines. So what's already happened is perhaps just the tip of the iceberg. I'm hoping it is not for so many of the people we know that have tried to help some great people there, and now they're disappointed they're not going to be able to get in there, and they're hoping to get people out. Speaking of getting out, Ed Snowden would like to get in back into the United States, but amnesty, not a possibility if you're listening to what's coming out of Washington, D.C. Snowden does say his mission's already accomplished after leaking NSA secrets that have caused a reassessment of U.S. surveillance policies. He told the Washington Post in a story that was published Monday that he's already won because journalists have been able to tell the story of the government's collection of bulk internet and phone records. He says he didn't want to change society, but he wanted people to have a say in how they are governed. The president said on Friday he would consider some changes to the NSA's bulk collection of phone records to address the concern about privacy. So Snowden says he feels vindicated by the things that have happened. But for now, the whistleblower, leaker, will not get amnesty in the United States. And I don't think he ever will. I think he ends up somewhere probably in South America. Stay with us. We're hopping over to the other side.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
From our family to yours, have a very Merry Christmas. We are the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
To give to somebody. We talked about that earlier on the show. And, you know, when you're a kid, it starts when you're a kid and you have the list and whatever, and it's that, usually it's that one thing, and it could be, I mean, it could be anything, from the toy gun to the train set to, you know, whatever. But I think there is something to the art of giving, and sometimes you carry that with you a little longer. RC in Illinois told a very poignant story about helping a woman who didn't have money for a tree and for some other things, and ultimately also wanting to leave her money, but not wanting to get credit for it, just just letting it happen and you know, driving off, and ultimately she realized what was happening, and good for him. If you can remember a story and it sticks with you and you're carrying it around, you made a difference in someone's life, and maybe that's it. Maybe it's about making the difference that will always make you feel better at some point versus gimme, 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 gimme. It seemed like a gimme, 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 gimme year, didn't it? It did. It was a crazy year, 2013, in many, many ways. And coming up on our Friday show, in the third hour, you have a chance to get. If you correctly nail the score, we'll be doing that nail the score thing. Our computer randomly picks the game of the week in the NFL, and it's week 17. You don't have to know anything about football. It's like the lottery, but you don't have to pay $1 or $2 for a chance at it. You just have to call us or send me an email during those two segments, americatonight.net. Say which team you think is going to win and what the final score is going to be. Also, we'll have our cheap movie review, and I think we can kind of give you a little sneak preview there. There's some movies that are actually coming out on Christmas Day. A lot of people go to the movies on Christmas Day. They might not even be big moviegoers, but because you sort of have this downtime, depending on the size of your family or what you're doing. And one of the big movies that they are blasting all over the place, if you check out the tube even for probably 40 minutes on a major television network, you'll see a little clip, a little trailer for The Wolf on Wall Street, and that is Leonardo DiCaprio playing the role of the Wolf on Wall Street, a guy who was kind of a Madoff guy and wasn't kind of, was a Madoff guy and ripped a bunch of people off, did some time, and now is making restitution and actually is making a fortune by speaking, and he's paying back some of his, paying back all of his debt to those people. But anyway, I think we have a little snippet of The Wolf on Wall Street.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
Is that your car on the lot?
Yeah.
Is it Jag?
Yeah.
How much money you make?
I don't know. $72,000 last month.
You show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now and I work for you.
And guess what? That's exactly what happened. But you know what? If it seems too good to be true, how often is it too good to be true? So, The Wolf on Wall Street opening up on Christmas Day. And actually, we are probably going to have Jordan Belfort on the show. He's the guy who this story is based on, who, as I said, is making restitution for what he did. He was a New York stockbroker who didn't cooperate on some of the things that he should have cooperated on, perhaps, which led to lots of fraud and some crazy things along the way. Big bucks, obviously, but kind of a mini Madoff, I guess. He was like Madoff in a sense because it was too good to be true. And Martin Scorsese is the man behind this movie. You know how he likes to partner up with Leonardo DiCaprio. Could be good, I don't know. Or maybe we're tired of hearing about what happens to people on Wall Street and their lavish lifestyle and then how it all comes crashing down on them. Remember the year of Madoff? It seems like it was just yesterday. It was 2008. It was 2009. It was right after the whole bank's too big to fail, and I think at that point we had had enough with bankers and moving money around and shadow investments and all of that. I have seen a couple of movies that I wanted to pass on my cheap movie reviews quickly to you. And the movie I saw that I really, really liked was called American Hustle. And American Hustle, and I think I talked about this briefly the other day, but American Hustle is kind of based on Abscam, if you remember that. You have to go back into the recesses of your mind and remember the late 70s, early 80s. What happened in Abscam, ultimately, it was an FBI sting op that led to the conviction of a senator, six members of the House of Representatives, one from the Jersey State Senate, members of the Philadelphia City Council, and there was even an inspector, too, for the Immigration and Naturalization Service that was in the middle of all this nonsense, but they really nailed them. I remember seeing the grainy footage. I still can remember that. And some of the people, their names being flashed across the screen for what they had done, the whole bribery thing. But this movie, Christian Bale is just brilliant in it. Amy Adams is great in it. And, you know, across the board, Jeremy Renner is good in it and Jennifer Lawrence. So I'd say it's definitely worth renting if you don't get to the movie theater very often. Rent the movie or ask for the movie if you're a slow boater and you don't care if it comes out on a DVD, however, a year later. Just put that in the recesses of your mind because I think that's a super good movie. I saw Anchorman 2. I had friends that wanted to go and see that. You know, that's Will Ferrell and all the one-liners and the whole anchoring thing. And that has a 70s, 80s theme to it, too. So that's kind of a deal here. If you like the 70s and the 80s with the way people dressed and the things that happened, you would get a kick out of it. The crowd was across the board demographics, either younger or older, and they were cackling out loud. So the theater I was in, I think the crowd there liked it. And it was funny. It wasn't, I don't think as strong as the first one, but to me, the second ones never are. So when they do a sequel, usually it's not as good as the first thing. But it had some clever moments in it, and there were takes in it that you will recognize from news and things that happened in the 70s and 80s, and some of it is pretty funny. So I would recommend that, too. I would put that on a list if you are, once again, somebody who waits for the movie to come out and you're just going to download it and then watch it, that kind of thing. It's one to put on the list, too, because why not? It's entertaining. And there are some pretty funny moments. Not politically correct. Like half of what's happening in America now, it's nothing like that. It is definitely not politically correct, and there are cracks about that in the movie that are pretty funny as well. And there's a whole bunch of other ones that came out this year. It'll be interesting to see what ends up being the biggest movie at the box office. It certainly looks like this crazy The Hobbit is killing the records once again because they have their... I think that whole genre has its own unique set of fans, and I don't get it, but The Lord of the Rings I thought was great. I was a disbeliever and got conned into watching it and then kind of got hooked into it when I had some downtime one weekend. But the Hobbit, I'm going to say this might be one. I don't think I will see it in the theater. I'll just wait for it to come out.
I think the Lord of the Rings series is one of those weird trilogies where the second movie, I think, was the best of the three.
It's great.
And I think a lot of people, and I'm not a huge Star Wars fan, so I don't want to speak out of turn, but I think, isn't it kind of the general consensus that the Empire Strikes Back is the best of the three as well, the original three?
I think the characters are better. They have more characters in that.
I don't know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, I mean...
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe sometimes the sequel is better. I don't think in the Anchorman series it is. I think it's strong. I don't think it's bad. But I think the second one isn't as good as the
first
one.
Well, yeah, when you just do the sequels. But sometimes in these trilogies where they have it planned out as, you know, it's going to be a three-part series.
Yeah.
I don't know. I found, like, those are two examples I can think of where the second movie is better.
It could be that it's sort of like reading a book and the meaty part, you're getting to more of the story in the second one, and maybe that's why it's better, because it's just like a little appetizer, sort of a little tease into Jesus' cliffhanger, and this is what's going to, here's where we're going with it. Maybe that's what it is. There's more meat in the second one. Probably, that could be it. Yeah, that's an interesting...
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95 and makes a great Christmas gift. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com. And you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriate e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriate at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440. 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Every street corner you hear, you can hear
silver bells
this Christmas, certainly time. Through the holidays, we saw this with our friends celebrating Hanukkah and whatnot and swinging into a new year. A lot of people have heavy hearts. They're remembering people they lost to cancer and others, frankly, who are doing well in their battle with cancer, although we don't like to necessarily call it a battle. It depends on your point of view. Here, the key thing is recognizing, getting more people to reach out and help other people. And I'll tell you, a group that has done an outstanding job in that arena is Stand Up to Cancer. And you know it, we've had many discussions about Stand Up to Cancer and talk with people from the organization and talked to doctors about the organization too as well. Pam Williams is in the wings from Stand Up to Cancer. Pam, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks so much, Kate, for having us on.
So before we get into the Ugly Sweater Initiative, when the minds got together and talked about Stand Up to Cancer and this whole thing developed, did you ever imagine you would have the reach that you have now?
I mean, we certainly hoped so. I mean, because we really set out to rally, you know, America to demand an answer for cancer. So we were really looking to start a movement, and it's been thrilling what we've been able to do in just 5 years since we started. But we sure wanted to be as big and bold as we could be.
Yeah, tell me, for you, what are the highlights that have happened in that 5-year period?
you know, really the first year was absolutely incredible. We went from a group who were trying to get a telethon on TV at the end of 2007, and by September of 2008, we had a roadblock show across all of the networks. We had launched our website with wonderful tributes there in terms of launching a star and doing all sorts of other things, reporting on the science there, and we were able to fund our first 5 dream teams. You know, Stand Up to Cancer's mission is to bring the best and the brightest scientists together so that they can compete against the disease instead of one another. And we have found that when they work together, great acceleration happens. And so being able to really launch the movement, put those first 5 dream teams into work for us. Now it's expanded to 10 dream teams. And, you know, to really sit with the scientists as we do on a yearly basis and hear what they are saying in terms of what Stand Up to Cancer is doing to change the culture of cancer research, it's all beyond thrilling and exciting, and I could take up an hour talking to you about it. I'll try not to.
Well, and what you said is so key, and as it was explained to me in the beginning, and who really ever thought of this? Certainly, if you were in the field, you knew this, but if you were a breast cancer surgeon, for example, and you could be the best in the business, really a lot of what you were seeing wasn't shared with other doctors who were working on colon cancer, let's say. And that's what you're talking about, am I right?
Exactly. And, you know, the scientist in the laboratory wasn't talking to that breast cancer oncologist. So there was a big gap between what was going on in the lab and directly with the patients. So we looked to break that down and combine that group, as well as you're saying, Stand Up to Cancer isn't just one disease type. It's not just breast cancer or colon cancer, because what we're finding is that there are common pathways amongst all of the cancers. And so where scientists are moving is to find the common pathways and look how they can attack those. And so if we have all these different dream teams talking together, then we know that we can accelerate what one group knows and share it with the other. And we're seeing it happen, and it's really exciting and powerful.
So you get the word out there. People know Stand Up to Cancer, and a lot of this is some of the association with sports. I mean, you couldn't watch the World Series and not hear about Stand Up to Cancer and the conversation about it, and other sports involved as well. And obviously that's part of it. It's, boy, how do you market this? How do you get people to understand what Stand Up to Cancer is? And do you feel like you've made a lot of those breakthroughs in the 5 years?
You know, I think that people recognize Stand Up to Cancer as an active movement to bring an end to cancer. Mm. And, you know, I think that's why those powerful moments when everyone stands up in the World Series and holds up who they are fighting for, who they are championing, you know, I think that the message in terms of who we are and who we stand for is out there. And certainly that's why we have such a robust website, because I think people want to be informed in terms of where their dollar is going. And so that's why we're always trying to communicate through the website. You can go there and you can see the progress, the milestones that are set out for our scientists and the progress that they are making against it. And you know, we want to communicate that every dollar the public gives, 100% of that dollar goes to research, and research that is very focused, translational research, as we just described. So I think we're still, you know, spreading that specific mission, but I think in terms of the brand and the how active it is, everybody wants to do something. We're all touched. We want to do something so we can stand up and, you know, let our voices be heard together and give to research that is going to make breakthroughs and make a difference.
And one of the things, Pam, that started, and we were talking about this last year, and I know you had great success with it, the Ugly Sweater Initiative. Tell the audience about that.
Well, you know, we want people to be able to give to stand-ups, in ways that they're already doing things. So we knew last year we started seeing all of these ugly sweater parties pop up and this pride in wearing your ugliest sweater. And so we knew that people want to give back during the holidays. It's not always the easiest thing to do when we have so much on our plate. So we said, let's combine two things that people are doing. Let's combine the fun activity of wearing an ugly sweater, throwing ugly sweater parties, and being able to give back at the holidays ugly style. So we started the campaign last year. We're continuing it this year. Our motto is look bad, do good. And we make it really simple for everyone to participate. You know, you can participate in two ways. You can pledge to wear your ugly sweater for X many of days and then get mm-hmm. all of your friends to give $1, to give $5 for every day that you're proudly wearing your sweater. Or you can throw an ugly sweater party, and you can sign up online to have and send out Evites. Evite is a terrific partner with us. They have 7-8 different personalized invitations you can send out, and it's still not too late to throw an ugly sweater party, because I believe the statute of limitations runs out on January 1st, but so you still can have an ugly sweater New Year's Eve party, which I'm actually having, and so I've asked all of my friends to attend and to give to Stand Up to Cancer during that party time. So it's just a really fun way to do good and be ugly.
So have you picked out your ugly sweater?
Of course. I have an ugly sweater. Someone asked me about it, and it was actually a gift from my mother during my college days, so a good 20 years ago. And it's a beautiful black sweater with a big Christmas tree on it and a bunch of gaudy ornaments. And I'm sure 20 years ago it wasn't meant to be an ugly sweater, but I wear it very proudly this year.
I remember those sweaters. Are you kidding? But I have to tell you, you know, things come back around. Yes. The 80s have come back around. So you have to be careful. There might be some people wearing the sweaters that actually like it. And so have you found great response to this? I heard it's just been phenomenal.
It has. You know, last year we got started a little late, but we knew that it was something that people were doing, and we had a great first year. Overall, it increased great, you know, visibility to Stand Up during the holidays. And this year, you know, we're doing even better. Our goal, I believe, was to do 20% better. We're well over 25% from where we were last year. Over 50% were up in just daily site visits. So people are coming, and whether they want to actually participate in the Ugly Sweater campaign or just give a donation for their year-end giving or just go online and learn more about what these dream teams are doing and the progress they're making, we're happy for them to be doing any of those three things.
Yeah, terrific promotion. Stand Up to Cancer, can't believe, 5 years old. How about that? Swinging into 2014. Pam Williams, thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Thanks so much, Kate. It's great to speak with you. Happy holidays to you. And I expect to see on your Twitter or your Instagram feed you in an ugly sweater.
You will see it. Thanks, Pam.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Woulda, coulda, shoulda. Yeah, buying them another sweater, game, or other holiday gift they didn't need was nice. But this season, why not take the easy road, the safer road, and the smarter road? Get those you love something they do need. Give the gift of preparedness with Freeze Dry Guy gift cards. Since 1970, the veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for emergency preparedness with easy-to-make, delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. These long-lasting foods are lifesavers, which come with added comfort, confidence, and convenience, perfect for any power outage, natural disaster, political crisis, or emergency at home, such as job loss or illness. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. You can't predict what's going to happen to your loved ones, but when it does, you can have them ready with gift cards from freezedryguy.com.